This week, WKNO's Culture Desk goes inside the Brooks Museum to learn the secret history behind the museum's treasures. Curator Stanton Thomas tells us about how one mayor's controversial purchase brought a major Renaissance figure to Memphis.
Two strikingly fresh and lifelike portraits show the artist Sofonisba Anguissola and her sister dressed in the high necklines and stand-up collars that were at the height of fashion in mid-16th century Italy. Small enough to hold in your hand, but large enough to hang on a wall, the pictures show Anguissola's brilliance as an artist who successfully established herself during a time when few women had careers outside the home. Her upbringing was unusual. Her parents made sure that all six of their daughters had excellent, well-rounded educations and artistic training. Her natural talent was quickly recognized. Even the great Michelangelo critiqued her work and informally tutored her. Her likeness came to the Brooks in 1942 as part of 38 artworks purchased by the city of Memphis from a St. Louis art collector. Then Mayor Walter Chandler used public funds to pay for it. The $25,000 price tag would amount to about $370,000 today. Spending public money on art ignited a huge civic debate in the press, and the controversy attracted national attention. Has time proved Mayor Chandler right? Were these two pictures by one of history's great female artists worth the cost? Does it help that masterpieces by Sir Anthony van Dyck, Winslow Homer, and George Ennis also came with the purchase? I'm Stanton Thomas, Curator of European and Decorative Art at the Brooks Museum.
Visit WKNOFM.org to see this week's featured work of art.